The sad news overnight was the passing of John Elliott, the former president of the Carlton Football Club and, of course, a huge businessman and former president of the Liberal Party as well. And a man who knew him extremely well was the captain under, a lot of his reign as president. Of course, is the one and only former captain and president himself in Stephen Kernaghan. And we appreciate Stephen's time this morning. Sticks, good morning to you.
Hello, Jimmy. How are you, mate? I hope Gaz hasn't gone too hard too early over there in Perth. Hope he's okay.
No, he's pacing himself, Sticks, just like you did back in the day.
Yeah, correct. No, it's sad news, guys. I was in a bit of shock last night when David Parkin rang me and he said John had passed away. So, bloody, quite shocking. And we've been trying to catch up all through COVID, just to catch up with John all the time for lunch. And you know, he used to keep going even after his stroke. A number of years ago, he was still in good fettle, and obviously recently a bit in bad health. So I thought John would go forever, and it shocked us all last night.
How do you remember him, Sticks?
Look, the word polarising comes up to me. I love Johnny because he's great. He started coming over to the Elders boardroom in Adelaide when I was a kid, trying to get me across to Carlton with them. His faithful lieutenant, Wes Loss, the vice president, and Ian Collins, the CEO. That was a pretty formidable trio in those days, Timmy. So that scared the shit out of me. And Wes had mum in the corner smoozing her, and John and Collo would be going through numbers with dad. So we go back a long way, and John was very good to my family and myself. And we've been close mates ever since. And I've had some great long lunches in his boardrooms over the years and enjoyed them all the time.
What was he like in those days, Sticks? I mean, a lot of people will remember him for how it ended, and it didn't end particularly well at Carlton. But what was he like in the early 80s when they were on that incredible recruiting spree?
Well, when we came over with Brattles and Peter Motley, those were the days of John Toritich and Peter Satori came over from Perth, and we played a grand final my first year here, and we lost, and then we won again in the second year in 87. So they're great days. And John, there's nothing more. He was fosterising the world in those days, so he was a very busy man. But he was at the footy club every day. He was back in Melbourne running the joint. And he loved it. It was his first love. A lot of people get so involved when they get these roles, and John was certainly that. And whilst he upset a few and had cigarettes where he shouldn't have, he always remained true to what he was. I wish he hadn't said a few things he did, and we just blew about that. But he's a great man to all of us, and a lot of the blokes have loved John Elliott for a long time.
When you took over as the president of Carlton, did you keep in contact him through those days as well, Sticks? Did you sort of use him as a sounding board?
Yeah, I mean, he used to ring me all the time after bad losses. John was on those blokes who were, when I was playing, when you lost, he didn't come down to the rooms at all. Yeah, no, he left you no uncertain terms where you felt. But again, some of my best times with John after game used to go up to the Carltonians at a home game at Carlton. He'd be having a very large, stiff scotch, and we'd have a couple of beers up there. We'd debrief on the game with a couple of players. And there's some of my favourite memories. And John was always a grassroots bloke at heart. And having lunch or a dinner in a late night at his place in Toorak over the days are great memories. He was a very good man to know. Very good company at lunch, and they're always long lunches, boys. Usually day and night when he went out with John.
We know the departure of John Elliott from the Carlton Football Club and what happened post that. His name was taken down from the stand, that type of thing. Did he get over that, Sticks?
I think it hurt him. There's no doubt about that. Everyone, it didn't end well, and that'll be spoken about a bit, but I think it doesn't detract anything from what John did at the club in the 80s and 90s. He's a really powerful man. And, I talk about the Blues being the blue bloods of that era, but John was still a pretty basic, good footy man, in those days. And again, he did polarise a few along the way, and I don't think that worried him one little bit, but he's Carlton through and through to the end.
There was always that idea, that culture of and you talked about him not going down into the rooms if you lost. And Wolsey always, tells great stories about when he got sacked, and are you out there in the car and you just come in and sack me and all that sort of stuff. I mean, was he setting that culture, that cutthroat culture, I suppose, which in some ways, has been questioned whether that has, what effect that's had on Carlton over the years, even to this day.
Yeah, we have. Look, I mean, Carlton hasn't tolerated losses, and I think, you know, as time's going on, hopefully everyone gets better than that. But it has, and I'm saying that's not got anything to do with what's going on the last 10 years at Carlton. We've changed a few things here recent times. I'm not saying John, but John just didn't put up with failure. I mean, Rob Walls played in grand finals, coached us in 86, 87, preliminary final 88, was gone in 89. So sort of, it was a bit cutthroat, guys. That win-loss record would stand up pretty well today with anybody, wouldn't it? So that sort of told you what they expected down there in those days.
It's about round 7, I reckon, too. Warwick Capper kicked a goal from 50 and Wolsey was done.
I'll never forget that day. And Wolsey left. I remember Jono on Brad Hardy all day. Brad Hardy kicked 9 on him or something. It wasn't a great day, boys.
He was described, so much I've read about him this morning, Sticks, charming, crass, considered, condescending, a belligerent, unlovely testament to the power of positive thinking. But self-pity was not among his failings. At all.
All of those things are correct, I think, Tim. A day out at a lunch or a dinner, John, you've got all of those things. Charming, very smart man, obviously great businessman in his day. But, you know, he'd light up the smoke at the table in one of the best restaurants in Melbourne, quite clearly weren't meant to. That was the sort of stuff he could do. So we're always blooming about his behaviour at times, but... that was him, and you know, that's what people remember about him. And those characters in footy, these days of political correctness have stamped a bit of this stuff out. But we'll miss what John was in those days, and we all think very fondly of him today. Let me tell you.
And before we let you go, Sticks, we really appreciate your time. Does it feel like a bit of a new start for the club now with the changes they've made with Vossie being appointed and Brian Cook coming in?
Another start, yeah, it does. I mean, it really does. I mean, everyone's been talking. I've been listening to media sort of dying through this process to get the coach. But, I mean, you know, I've got a good mate in there as the new footy director, Greg Williams, which is great. He's got Cookie, the club's CEO. He speaks for himself. And, I think Beaglees and I tried to get Michael Voss back in the 2000s for a while to come along and, you know, sit under one of our coaches and perhaps take over one day. So here it comes again in 2021. So couldn't be happier with the appointment. I think everyone shouldn't forget how great a player Michael Voss was, which doesn't make you a great coach, but he's always had an aura about him. And I think he's really had his head down. He's learned a lot about people in his time at Port Adelaide, and he's just gone about it the right way, I reckon. I reckon he's going to be really good the second time around. So him and Carlton settling down for the next 10 years, and our players really need to get behind Michael Voss, and I can't wait to see that because it's a line in the sand day for the club for mine.
Well, Sticks, the competition's a much better competition when Carlton are one of the big, powerful clubs of the competition. And
is it, Tim? Is it really?
I think it is. I genuinely think it is. And you're going to have a meat pie and a glass of French red today to toast John Elliott?
Timmy, you know I'm a Crown Lager man. I love a bottle of red sitting across from me in honour of the great man because that's what he was, and we had many good times together, and I remember him all for that.
Really appreciate you coming on this morning, Sticks.
Good on you, boys.
Cheers. Stephen Kernahan, former Carlton captain and president, 390 games for the Blues, their longest-serving captain. It's not right. It's not 390, is it? Sticks didn't play 390.
No, not for Carlton didn't play 390, no.
Might be. Anyway,
mate, he might have played 390 when you add his games
in
at Carlton
and
South Australia as well together, yes.
How many did Brattles play when you added his South Australia?
That's 600 and something.
Ridiculous amount, isn't it? Longest serving captain, two-time premiership player at Carlton and Australian Football Hall of Fame member. Is he there, Tim?
My word, he is.
Can you hear me, Gary?
I'm listening to you doing just such a great job. I might turn around and go back to bed. I don't know. Magnificent. And how good Sticks.
Unbelievable.
Just good listening to that man. And very, very sad news about John Elliott's passing. So you got the right man on to talk about him, paid great tribute to him.
Did your paths cross often, Jack Elliott and you?
Yeah. I've been at I was at a dinner actually once when a very famous French restaurant in sort of South Yarra where we all ate and he just sat back and lit a cigarette in the middle of the joint. Everyone just looked at him. So that resonated with me, that story from Sticks.
All right, the all-new Kia Niro electric SUV range. Check that out. It's available as a hybrid, plug-in hybrid and full electric.